All right, Arianna, you're launching these new websites, HuffPost Women and HuffPost Parents. Tell me about the drive involved in making them happen and what your vision is for these sites, if you would.
Well, our vision is to really look at the lives of women and look at all the ways in which they've become much more filled with stress, and see what we can do to help women redefine success, redefine happiness, and have a really dynamic conversation on the site, both with experts, with great writers, and with each other. That's really the heart of the Huffington Post, is that we are both a journalistic enterprise and a platform for multiple voices, and that's the spirit that we want to bring to HuffPost Women and HuffPost Parents, you know, dealing both with the perennial problems of bringing up children and all the new problems of children and technology, children and being perpetually wired and connected, etc.
I just noticed that you say in your blog that the HuffPost just got its 100 millionth comment this week, which is incredible. Do you see your site's role not only as informational, but also getting a conversation going with people?
Oh, absolutely. That is at the heart of what we see, both through our thousands of bloggers and through our, you know, millions of commenters. People don't want just to read and to absorb and to receive information. They want to be part of the story of our times. And self-expression is becoming increasingly important in what people are doing.
The big question, Arianna, seems to be how do we make money from the internet? And some terrific news organizations are really, well, everybody is really grappling with that issue. What do you think the answer is to that?
Well, there are going to be many answers, but for us, the answer is advertising. I mean, we are an entirely advertising-supported operation, and I think once you reach scale, that's possible. I mean, there are also many other ways that you can support investigative journalism, including the not-for-profit model, which is which we see in effect with the Center for Public Integrity and the ProPublica, among others.
A lot of people were gabbing a lot. You got a lot of attention talking about sugar daddies yesterday.
Well, that was an amazing story that our education reporter, Amanda Fairbanks, broke of how many tens of thousands of students they go on sites to try and find sugar daddies to basically sell themselves to pay for their education, to pay their college loans. It's really, for me, a very important story because it puts flesh and blood on the crisis that we are facing in this country, crisis in terms of jobs, in terms of college debt, etc.
I was interested to find, let's talk about some of the things on HuffPost Women and HuffPost Parents. The main story in HuffPost Women, I believe it was if the house looked perfect, I knowed she was okay. And it was about caregivers and all the many things that caregivers face in taking care of aging parents. Talk about some of the stories and the topics that you cover in these sites.
Yes, I mean, that is a very interesting story because women, no matter whether they have an outside job, a demanding career, they're still the main providers, both of childcare and of care for elderly parents, elderly relatives. So that's why one of the things we're covering obsessively is how can we all, as women, learn to unplug and recharge, is how we call it. How can we learn to recharge ourselves? Because we are the nurturers, and yet if we don't recharge ourselves, it's very hard to nurture others.
I want you to know, Arianna, that I don't buy many books myself because I get so much sent to me here at WCBS, but I actually spent some of my hard-earned money on Becoming Fearless, which came out in...
Oh, I would have sent it to you if you had told me.
Well, it came out in 2006, and it was very impressive, but I can't help thinking that fearlessness is... It has to be part of somebody's DNA. I mean, it's very difficult to be fearless, I think, in this society. How do you do it, and how do you put the fear aside to get done what you want to get done?
Well, actually, you put your finger on it. It's not about not having fears. We all have fears. It's part of being human. It's about learning to put the fears aside. It's about not letting our fears get in the way of what we want to do, of what our dreams are. So that's really the point I'm making.
Do you worry about people saying things about you, making fun of you, or anything like that?
Not anymore. You know, obviously, when I was younger, I did. But I think part of growing up and evolving is to follow your own drama, take feedback when it's appropriate, learn from criticism, but also not let naysayers get in the way of what you know you want to do. And that's one of the things I'm trying to teach my daughters. They're both in college now. And I think that's one of the important messages.
I suppose if you want to be a leader, you really do have to speak out.
Yes, exactly. Well, we hope you're going to cross-post some of your podcasts on the Huffington Post. We'd love to have your voice there. Thank you.